Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. How can we create a new leptogenic world? Why do we need to focus on that? What prompted this conversation? And how do I qualify to talk about it? My name is Denise Thompson. I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, best-selling author, former nurse, and fitness trainer. First, let's define what leptogenic means. It's actually a Latin word, and it means thin, versus obesogenic, which many of us know. It's a word. It comes from being obese, being more than overweight. Okay, so that's where that comes from. So why are we talking about creating a leptogenic world, a healthy, thin world, not skinny, a healthy, thin world? Let me give you some feedback. We live in an obesogenic world, which is the major reason why so many of us struggle with our weight, especially over the last 9 months to almost a year, when so many have been staying at home or have been asked to stay at home to keep safe, have been working from home or have lost their jobs, had maybe unemployment and it ran out, created a depression, not on purpose, but it's just the way life has been happening to them instead of for them. They started to resort into emotional eating, etc. And these are all points that affect our mental, physical, and financial health. So my question is, why do we look at food as a soother? And when I mean that, it's kind of like TLC, tender loving care. There's so many foods that are comfort foods. Why is that so important to us? And why are we doing that? Let me ask you the next question. How long does each bite soothe our satisfaction? Did you know that the first bite, anything, is the most important bite? That's where we taste the food. The additional chewing each bite, a minimum of 15 to maybe up to 50 times, helps us pre-digest the food. So what is not needed will not be absorbed by the stomach to further digest it, though it will be expelled through the intestines. Then why do we eat more? So we just heard that the first bite is the most important one. That's the one that gives us the texture, the flavor, the taste, and all that stuff of the food. But it's only really healthy and good when, number one, we choose the correct foods. Number two, we chew and swallow, because the saliva is the first step to excellent digestion. The saliva digests the food almost up to 50% before it goes in the stomach. And so when we actually do chew the food well and encode it in saliva and have that do half of the digestion before it goes in the stomach, well, the stomach has less work to do. Therefore, it doesn't absorb so much. It absorbs what it needs, and the rest gets expelled through the feces, through the intestines. And that helps us actually to be thinner and healthier than when we gulp the food down and let the stomach do everything, because then it just all gets absorbed and it goes in our hip, on our waist, on our thighs, and all over the place where we don't really want it. So chewing each bite a minimum of 15 times, and depending on what you eat, up to 50 times, helps. And believe you me, I'm not saying that lightly, because I'm not perfect, but I've learned. And most of the times I actually chew my food about 30 times. Now, depending on the proteins I eat, depending on the fiber of the meat that I eat, I chew it up to 50 times because then I get all the nutrients out of the fibers of the meat and it gets digested properly and used for fuel, for energy, for building muscles rather than taking muscle and convert it into fat. So that is a good thing to know. So we need to create a habit that is healthy and not just eat, 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 and chew down and eat the foods that are temporarily soothing for a few seconds and then it's over. Yet it's so addictive, we can't stop. We're going to continue with it. So let's create a healthy habit out of that. Does it have to do with willpower? Not really so much, because willpower alone does not help. However, changing habits and creating them does. Did you know it takes about 66 days to create a habit so it becomes second nature to us? We don't have to think about it. We just do it automatically. And it is so good for us, and we feel good when doing it. So how can we align our thoughts and actions that we do the things correctly, that we get to create that leptogenic world? First of all, let's use the stop, challenge, choose. You've heard me talk about that so many a times, and it is one of my most favorite tools because it takes just a couple of minutes to actually think. What we do. So when something, like before we go to the refrigerator, stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. And ask yourself, is this feeling really true? Is this whole perception true? And then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So if you want to get healthy and create a new leptogenic thin world, starting with you, and then your family, your loved ones, friends, and people who watch you and whatnot, and help get into the community and then bigger and bigger, and help us create the world a healthier place. You will think about it twice. So I'm going to give you a few more hints. My first question is, what is in your kitchen pantry? What is not healthy? Then eating it because it's there. So many people, and I was one of them, I was raised, you eat what you have, you eat what's on your plate, you have to eat it all, or you have to eat it for the next meal because we're not throwing away anything. Well, I was born shortly after World War II in a small country that didn't have all the luxuries. And therefore, food was precious and it had to be treasured and appreciated. Now, today, so many, many years and decades later, I have a totally different attitude. When I see something in my house and I know neither my husband nor I are eating it and he is eating healthy on his own way. He's not doing exactly the same as I'm doing, yet I can tell you he is pretty darn healthy and he has a lot of energy and he's working really hard. So if he eats something that I choose not to eat because I am a female, I am a lot shorter than he is, I weigh a lot less, I don't need all that extra high carbohydrate, high sugar, high fat food. He doesn't really like any fatty foods either, and he doesn't like super sweet foods. So this is pretty awesome because we have so much in common, yet approach it a little bit differently. Anyway, so what is in your pantry? That was the question I asked. So if you have foods in there that are high sugar, high sodium, high carbohydrates, high, like things that are not healthy for you. Read the labels. Do yourself a favor and toss them or give them away. It's probably better to toss them because you don't want to get somebody else sick or unhealthy. Because when you do that, there's two or three things that are happening. Number one, you free yourself of eating something that's not healthy for you. And you save money in the long run because you don't have to go to the doctor with all the illnesses and ailments that sugar and high carbs, obesity and high cholesterol and things like that do to you, because they cause diabetes and other things. So getting rid of it is actually a lot less expensive than having to deal with it and helping to maintain it afterwards and make sure it's not going to go overboard. So take care of your pantry. The next step is the refrigerator. What's in there? Other design thoughts in your kitchen surroundings. So, I mean, you have your healthy foods in the refrigerator, and I know for a fact, even in my household with my husband and I, once in a while there is something in there that I choose not to eat. So, what do? I put those foods that I choose not to eat because they're not good for me in a container that is not see-through, and I put them in the back of the refrigerator. And the healthy stuff or leftovers from my healthy meals, in case I go out, and we're going to talk about that later, I put in clear containers with a lid on up front so I can see the healthy stuff smiling at me. And I won't even go to the back of the refrigerator because it's more work anyways to bend down and reach back. So I just set myself up for success. The other thing is that when you go places, what's in your freezer? Yeah, that's the next question. Get rid of the ice cream. Do you know ice cream is made out of the cream that comes from the top of the whole milk, which has a lot of lactose in it, which is a milk sugar, okay? And then the cream is the fat that was on top of the milk. So those are two points already that are not really healthy. So, and then all the added sugar in there to make the ice cream taste sweet and delicious. Get rid of it. Get rid of the store-bought pies and cakes and things that you think, yeah, when they're in the freezer, you don't eat that much. But then when push comes to shove and you see it, you're going to defrost and you're going to eat it. And you're going to sabotage your health. So the other point is when you are in the car and you're driving to work, instead of stopping at the Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, take your own cup of coffee with you and don't put any sugar in it, but add some unsweetened almond or cashew milk, you know, just a little bit. So if you can't drink it black, so you have something in there. That works. It takes sometimes a little bit, maybe up to a week to get used to the new taste. But once you do, and you get surprised, somebody giving you a cup of coffee and you were just dying for a cup of coffee and it has real creamer in it, or those flavored sugary creamers, you can't even enjoy it. You don't want to drink it because you're so used and your taste buds are used to the healthy thing. So those are other things we can do to keep, you know, to work on creating a leptogenic world. When you go out once in a while to eat in a restaurant, do your homework first. Check out the quality and the quantity of the food they serve. You can check most menus online so you know what they serve. You can see how they fix the food. And then picture what you want on a 9-inch colored plate. That is going to help you to actually be more prepared. Stay away from fried foods, fatty foods, high carbohydrate foods. As I said, check the restaurant menu before you go there. Choose something that you enjoy eating and that's healthy. When ordering, you might want to order two appetizers instead of an entree, such as a soup and dinner salad or shrimp cocktail. Split a meal with your dining companion. That's something that my hubby and I have been doing now for over 3 years, close to 4 years, that when we go and we have our chicken fajitas, I measure out the chicken and the veggies and the pico de gallo or the lettuce and stuff. And whatever is more than what I need to eat to keep healthy, I put in a takeout container and take it home if he doesn't want to eat that part. But first, we split it, and I still keep within the proportions. And what's above and beyond, because they give us really big portions and high-quality food, which is the good thing. And so instead of having to eat it all, we just put it in a take-home container, take-out container, and take it home. And then it's a meal for the next day. And if it's not quite enough, you can always add what you need to make the balance between carbohydrates, proteins, fibers, vitamins, probiotics, and everything. We have so many options and so many choices. So overeating is not really a solution. Why is the bedroom, the healthy surroundings in the bedroom, so important? Well, the blue lights actually rob us of our deep sleep. So it's suggested that we have no radio or no TV in the bedroom, that we keep the bedroom uncluttered, clean. Nighttime when we go to bed, it's not a warm room, really warm, but 68 degrees or a little bit cooler, so we can actually breathe and sleep well. Sleep 8 hours. Don't eat in bed. Go to bed and get up always at the same time. Create a habit, a healthy habit. You will realize that after 66 days, you wake up before the alarm clock wakes you up because you are rested, happy and healthy, and so filled with gratitude that you have a new day. You get up and you get to live another day and you get to enjoy it, and you know what you're going to do because you planned the night before. Man, it is so wonderful. So those are really good things. Take those into consideration. Now I'm going to ask you, just reflecting back on what I shared with you, what does all this information to you mean to you right now? Think about it. What does it mean? We talked about leptogenic world. What does that mean to you? Skinny versus thin. Thin in a healthy way, not in an unhealthy way. Having a long-lasting, healthy lifestyle. Creating a life for us and not just living a life. Paying attention to what's in the pantry, in the kitchen pantry, and getting rid of what we don't need serving us. With the refrigerator, make sure the healthy foods are up front and are in clear, visible containers so you can see what's in there and you don't forget about it. And the not-so-healthy things for the family members who do not really want to or need to do more because they are so active, they can use a little bit more of the things that are for us not so good. So put those in non-transparent containers in the back and let them know Your food is in the back of the refrigerator. And if it's there after a week, throw it out. It hasn't been eaten. It's probably not good anymore. So just take charge of that and make sure you keep your refrigerator clean. The same with the freezer. The same when you drive to work. Besides just going and stopping at the Starbucks and getting a heavy-duty drink that has flavored things in it, that has whipping cream, and it's not the real whipping cream. It's usually fake stuff, hydrogenized oil that they put in there for whipping cream. Each of those wonderful looking drinks has about 400 to 600 plus calories, and they're empty calories. They are going onto your waist, your hips, and your thighs, and other places where you don't want them. So stay away from those. The next question I have is, what can you reflect on? What has spoken to you from this episode? What are you willing to change to create your life a leptogenic world, a leptogenic life, lifestyle, something that you can be proud and happy about and live for many more years in excellent health? Actions are you going to take from now on? So I have a challenge for you, and I am really serious about that. Anybody who takes these three questions, and they're actually listed in the transcript of this episode. So if you click on the picture when you see it, when you listen to it, you'll get the transcript below. You'll see the questions. So when you answer these three questions and send them to zythomson@gmail.com, and my email address is actually hyperlinked, put in the subject line BTR 11/5/2020, creating a leptogenic world, and send me your answers. In response to you sending me your answers, I will send you a little gift of something. Also, my gift to everybody who listens here, whether you're sending the three questions or not, is I'm more than happy to do a health goal assessment for free with everybody. All you need to do is write to me on the email and put down again BTR and the date and maybe health goal assessment or need to talk or whatever it is, or have suggestion or have question, so I know what it is, because the first time emails always go into spam. So I want to be able to get it out, because I look through every email in the spam folder and I look for the clues, BTR and the date. And then I'll fish them out of the spam and put them into the in folder, and we'll take care of it. If you don't have email, you can voicemail me or text me at 562-335-4956. And I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone when I don't have a scheduled call and I don't know who's calling and why. Out of respect to you and your time and my own clients that I'm on the phone with, I don't want to get interrupted. When I'm with a person that I have agreed to talk with, I will focus. I will be there 100%, and I do not want to get interrupted, because I want to do the same with you and for you. When we talk, I want to be there focused on your needs and on your questions so I can answer those. So I hope you really understand it is very important to me to keep integrity and respect. And that's why I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call. And once I have your name and phone number in my phone and it's scheduled, or I have just a few free minutes when you call so you don't have to leave a message, I will answer, but not otherwise. So I really hope that this message has found you in fairly good health, if not excellent health. And if it's not excellent health yet, that I get to journey with you, help you with your health goal assessment, help you figure out your current reality. That's where you are at right now, to your desired outcome through structural tension, which means the steps that we need to take to get from right now to where you want to go. And so with this, I'm going to close for today. Again, remember, I would really love hearing from you, and I would be honored to receive your answers to the three questions with what does this all, this information mean to you right now? What can you reflect on, and what actions are you going to take from now on? So please, it opens my eyes and my ears when I see and hear people giving me answers, and that's what I'm here for. I'm not a person who knows everything all the time. You know, I'm here to learn something new every day, because I know I shared my motto before. The day I do no longer get to learn anything new is the day I start digging 6 feet under and prepare to depart from this world. So I am not ready for that. I am still young at heart. I am still sharp in my mind, and I have still plenty of time to learn new things, and I would appreciate you helping me. So I wish you a very happy week, a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to receiving some emails or some voice messages or texts from you, so I get to reward you and you're helping me to learn more. Have a fabulous week and keep healthy and empowered.